You got some great moves, Todd. You dance like a white man, and I love it.
All right, and there that goes. So, in case you missed it, I figured I'd wait until Thursday to put up a little riff on something, little news I saw, because we recently put up about 3.5 hours of content, like, all together. Most of it is on the Patreon only feed, but we do have some clips that we went ahead and made public. I think my favorite is Jane Chastain and the Jane Chastain update that Phoenix and I did that's behind the wall. All right, and that's patreon.com/winecellarmediafund. And here we are Thursday morning, March 14th, 2019. And where we are in northern Illinois, let's take a look at this here, because it is March 15th, and here we are, 54 degrees right now at 4:15 a.m. I need to be at the factory at 6 a.m., hop on the old Skyjack and scoot around for a bit. All right, let's take a look here. So we're on NBCNews.com. And this article's up by Janelle Griffith, and it went up on March 5th, all right? So, the story goes back to 2018, all right? And then it moves forward to now, because these three white women called the police on this black feller. And, oh, geez, it was 2017, and then the case went on to 2018, and now he's fighting for justice. His name is Mark Peoples, and now he's 33, all right? Story started when he was 31, and his claim in the lawsuit filed last week that the women fabricated their complaints against him and calls to the Detroit police, all right? They kept calling the cops on him for a fucking year. All right, a little under a year, July to May, 2017 to 2018. So Mark Peoples described himself as an entrepreneur and urban gardener, all right? And he was cultivating the overgrown park in a Detroit neighborhood in a big garden of flowers and vegetables. But for half the time, two women, Deborah Nash and Martha Callahan, and Aunt Callahan's granddaughter, Jennifer Morris, they were trying to get him incarcerated or seriously injured by law enforcement, according to the lawsuit. Now maybe the trying to get him incarcerated, maybe they can get a charge on that. That might actually get a guilty verdict, but the seriously injured by law enforcement, that's just common knowledge, but it will not be recognized as law. Because you can't get a conviction in the law against the law enforcement. Like, the establishment needs the law enforcement to fucking, you know, protect the ownership class from the laboring class. All right, now, the women live across from or near the park, the lawsuit says. And Mark Peoples said he grew up in the area but now resides somewhere else in the city. Mark Peoples and his attorney, Robert Burton Harris, they describe it as a case of gardening while black. There's a whole bunch of WBs out there, just anything you can do while black. One guy was brushing his teeth outside. I don't know why, but fuck, like, you're outside and it's the alley behind the house you live in. And the police rolled up on him and questioned and searched him because he was brushing his teeth while black. All right, now, dancing it forward. In March of 2018, the women met with administrators in the Detroit Police Department, and they made a series of accusations against Mark Peoples, including that he had stolen from their homes near the park, and that on several occasions he had threatened to burn down their homes and kill them, according to the lawsuit and trial transcript. In another incident in May 2018, Mark Peoples told NBC News that he was at the park teaching a group of homeschool children about gardening while Callahan called 911 and reported that he was a convicted pedophile who could not legally be around children. The police fellers responded and he was arrested in front of the students. Now, the police fellers knew damn well, because you got to think, they did that shit on purpose. because they could just get his identification, run his information through the computer, and be like, this is not true. So they did that shit on purpose because they wanted the children to see that happen. They wanted black children to see a black man. And think about it, black homeschool children, right? So they're not, like, in that aspect, at this point in the trajectory of their lives, they're not in your system yet. They're not in your school-to-prison pipeline. The police knew what the fuck they were doing. Yeah, there will not be justice in this case. Bet on that. I will bet $1. And if I lose, I will pay it out in quarters. All right. So they responded. They arrest him in front of the children. Ooh. The women's claims that Mark Peoples threatened them resulted in him being charged with 3 counts of stalking. Each count carried a sentence of up to a year in jail. At his trial in October 2018, the district judge, E. Lanice Bryant, dismissed the case before it went to the jury, describing it as disgusting and a waste of the court's time and resources. The judge said the women should be sitting at the defendant's table for stalking and harassment charges, not Mark Peoples. The lawsuit claims that Mark Peoples suffered economic injury, including lost job opportunities and canceled contracts. Because of the charges, he is seeking $300,000 in damages, as well as attorney's fees and other costs. Mark Peoples said on Tuesday that he did not garden at the park during the trial and is now happy to be back at work doing what's important, maintaining the park and teaching children, black homeschool children, the value of horticulture. Closing quote. Since the trial went the way it went, it actually has been a positive by bringing light to what I'm doing in the community. All right, you know, sacrificing his own, I think, serenity, if you will, for the fucking children. So thinking and functioning long term. The nigga's better than me. He's fucking better than me. And ABC News, they have an image up here. They really are like little black homeschool children. And yeah, I mean, these old white supremacist white women do not like that shit. They just don't like it. Like, they're quite literally just playing their part in upholding white supremacy. All right. So on some level, this is an activist story. This is a pro-black story. And damn the fuck, it's a Becky Lives Matter story. I'll tell you that right now, Big Buddy Chief. Here, let's maybe do double ups and squeeze in another little something or other here. Oh, excuse me. All right. Or a little bit of what we have, right? Just things that I found interesting and I saved. There's an article that Sophia Loco shared. Elvis was the king of treating women like shit and luring 14-year-olds into bed. All right. A British parrot went missing for 4 years and returned speaking Spanish. That's pretty funny right there. I tell you what right now. A, not funny, an Anchorage woman broke into a house, bloody, half-dressed, and screaming that she had been raped, and she was charged with 6 felonies. And I gotta tell you, man, like, you know, I wouldn't want somebody, like, you know, I live here, I pay rent here, you know, I pay bills here, and, I would not be comfortable with somebody, just busting up in the shit. And I haven't looked deep into the story. I don't know if this is a white woman, but assuming so, I really wouldn't want a white woman just busting up in my shit. But you can best bet if a white woman just come busting up in my shit, pushing the door open, and she's fucking bleeding and saying someone tried to rape her, I'm not gonna fucking charge her. Like, whoever these people are that have this house, they are fucking animals. They are fucking just misogynistic animals. Jesus Christ, man. Like, fucking, I mean, the police are probably not going to do it, but you tell the police, go find the fucking rapist, you know? Jesus Christ. But now they want her locked in prison where, and let's keep in mind, she's a cis woman. They want her put into a cis woman's prison where cis male guards work have keys to their cells. And what was the reason that she busted in the joint? Because someone was, that she escaped a rapist. You know. White woman teacher held a mock auction where white kids bought black classmates. Yeah, she knew what the fuck she was doing. You know, I'm not even digging into that one. That's one of them joints where it's like, ah, man. Nigga, we know. All right, and there's some other shit. Phoenix Kalita and I, we got tagged in a comment thread on a post, and it was weird. And maybe we'll riff on it later. I don't really give a great deal of a shit. I kind of just find it funny. But, you know, I mean, if we can make it interesting or funny, we'll do it. But I'd rather dig into these news stories, right? Like, over here in the New York Times, black lawmakers block a legalized marijuana in New York if their communities don't benefit. Which, that sounds like some kind of shit that niggas like Tariq Nasheed would champion, you know. And it's like, man, white people are not going to just become billionaires off of the reefer trade. And there's definitely never going to be reparations. It's not just that that's how this white supremacy is set up and where we are in the racial hierarchy, but it's also just how that capitalism is set up. And like, our racialized experience with capitalism means no reparations. It's not going to happen. All right. Harvey Weinstein indicted on 3 additional sex assault charges. And this is coming off a CNN.com article up by Eric Levinson. Excuse. And Weinstein, he's 66 years old, charged by a grand jury with 1 count of committing criminal sexual assault in the first degree for an alleged.
He held me down on the bed.
Oh, shit.
I tried to get away, or tried to get him off of me, and kept asking him to stop, but it was impossible.
Okay, that clip just auto played. All right, well, we'll let the people speak. Let the video play. Yeah, we'll just pull the audio, rip it straight from here.
He had unzipped his fly and pulled out his penis.
This is Heather Kerr telling her story.
My heart started pounding. My mind started racing. How do I deal with this? How do I get out of this? Am I going to get out of this?
I was sitting on the bed talking to Harvey.
This is Natasha Malthae, Malthe. I do not know how to pronounce that. And her first name, Natasha, Natassia. All right, and she is telling her story here.
When he pushed me back and forced himself onto me, it was not consensual. He did not use a condom.
Once he excused himself.
All right. And this one, Lucette Geis. All right. And she's telling her story.
To go to the bathroom, and he came back in nothing but a robe. Obviously, his whole demeanor changed. He's holding my forearm pretty forcefully. And we're both now standing in front of the mirror, and he just keeps saying, just watch me masturbate.
And I wake up.
All right, and then this one, obviously telephone audio. This is Angie Everhart. And keep in mind, from what I'm seeing right now, these appear to be all cis white women. And remember, these niggas that feel like, oh, they're just trying to get Bill Cosby, trying to get the black man. Why don't they got that energy for Harvey Weinstein? Here it is right here. Here it is right here, you fucking... Oh, man, all right. No ableist slurs, right? Right. All right. Didn't I just say dumb niggas? Okay, fuck it. Okay, yeah, so I did just use an ableist slur. Fucking up. All right, let's get it together. Angie Everhart on telephone audio.
And then all of a sudden he takes his pants down and starts doing his stuff. And he's blocking the door. I can't get out. And then he says, you know.
Ooh, just pausing it real quick. Doesn't that sound like a, like she could, that could easily be Louis C.K.
I can't get out. And then he says, you know, you're a really nice girl. You shouldn't tell anybody about this.
Those are two sentences that shouldn't be anywhere near each other. All right.
I remember Harvey afterwards rolling over onto his back saying,
This person's telling their story, but the screen is not splashing their name.
I remember Harvey afterwards rolling over onto his back saying, don't you feel we're so much closer to each other now? To which I replied, no.
And the text coming up on the screen now says, Harvey Weinstein pleaded not guilty to 2 counts of predatory sexual assault, 2 counts of rape, 2 first-degree criminal sex acts. Oh, and that last woman looked, generically speaking, Asian. I don't know Japanese, or I don't know specifically. Let's see if there's any more. All right, and that's just kind of like B-roll. So that's going on with Harvey Weinstein, but these ableist slur niggas that stay in this dumb nigga bubble, excuse me, that stay in this fucking bubble of just, I swear to fuck, niggas, turn off BET. BET is not like it was in the 90s, alright, when you had shows like Teen Summit and they had serious discussions on AIDS and classism and homophobia. You know, it doesn't have journalism like before the Bill Clinton Telecommunications Act, and they had Tavis Smiley with really dope black journalism. BET is not what it was. It's just fucking tacky. And turn off that Love and Hip Hop, the shit. It's corny and it's fucking tacky and it's not useful. Or at least take it in moderation. Get information from outside that bubble and then go turn on that tacky shit later. Right? Like, maybe at some point in time, like, it's like March right now, 2019. Maybe somewhere in 2020, I'll take a day off work and just sit down and watch Beavis and Butthead all the fuck long day. And then get back to the information. All right, like, don't just stay in the shit house. And then when they get information, they don't, because they go to niggas like Tariq Nasheed or Gus the Renegade Negro of the Cows, or they go to fucking Neely Fuller, who was essentially Paul Mooney with that won't get on stage. It's fucking cornball, man. All right. What the fuck is this? Passenger charged with choking a driver who wouldn't stop singing Christmas songs in March. Sounds like an outstanding white-on-white crime. All right, so these are the things that are going on. WineCellarMedia.com, Morning Wine Cellar. At this moment, it's 4:33 in the a.m., and I need to put my lunch together and head on down to the Datgum Factory. I'm going to go ahead and upload this right here, buddy. I'll tell you that right now. All right, and this is a free Morning Wine Cellar. And I guess going into this next weekend, Phoenix and I just put together 3 or 4 more hours of mostly Patreon only content, and then and get up and do another week of wine cellaring, right? Sounds like a fun deal. That's what I want to do. So and that's patreon.com/winecellarmediafund. And there's always the old tip jar if you're like, hey man, this stuff is pretty funky. Here's $1. That's paypal.me/phoenixandwilliam. Please, motherfucker, be as safe as possible wherever you are.
You got some great moves, Todd. You dance like a white man, and I love it.